The Average Network presents episode 70 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We open in a tiny room in Baghdad scant days ago. Let us join Ambassador L. Paul Jerry Bremer, Dr. Ayad Alawi, Ghazi Al-Yawar, and others for the handover of sovereignty.
Jerry, we're going to have to get this handover thing done right away. The insurgents have got our range, I think. They just shot off the north balcony.
Ayat is changing his clothes. He's going for the friendly teddy bear look.
Ah, that rumpled brown suit? That's a good one. Even I'm not afraid of him when he wears that one. Whoa, Doc!
That was close. Oh, here's Ghazi.
Hello, Jerry. Hello, General. Relatively calm today. The word is already out on the street, I understand.
How do they do that? 5 minutes before I decide to do something, it's being discussed in every cafe from Nablus to Baghdad. I don't understand.
We're psychic.
What?
It's a strange Arab trait. We've been sitting in cafes discussing politics for thousands of years. We have a certain extra lobe in our brains just for politics. It gives us a limited psychic ability. I thought you knew.
No, he's in the military.
That's right. After 15 years, we start losing lobes.
Where is Ayat? We need to get this thing finished.
He is deciding whether to wear a mustache or not. He has a nice collection. I was in favor of the Wilford Brimley look, but he may forego it and settle for the Ned Beatty ambiance.
Wolfowitz grew his own beard one afternoon. It made him look like the Wolfman. Ah!
Ayad, excellent choice. The blue is very dignified.
I decided to make a statement of friendly solidity. Sorry I'm late.
Aye, early. It's Monday.
We wouldn't actually be late until at least Wednesday. We'd better get this over with. I have a plane to catch.
Aren't you going to stay for tea and cookies?
Oh, no. You see that hole in the wall there?
Of course.
That's where the caterer was standing. Where's the book?
I got it, Jerry.
Arthur, what are you doing under there?
I'm hiding. What's it look like I'm doing? This is my last Armani jacket. All the others got shot away. Here's your book.
Are the photographers ready?
Yes, sir.
Important-looking witnesses? Good. Okay, Jerry, I think it's time.
Welcome all of you watching. I am Ambassador Bremer. This is new Iraqi Prime Minister Ayat Alawi. This is Council President Ghazi Al-Yawar. And of course, you know General Kemet. Well, I know how long you've been waiting for this. I hereby hand your country over to you. Here's the book.
Oh, thank you, Ambassador Jerry. It's been such fun. Soon all of Iraq will know the meaning of real fear. I mean freedom. Soon we shall vote for our favorite chewing gum and the ruler of our nation. What is wrong?
Listen, do you hear that?
I don't hear anything.
The shooting stopped. It's very quiet.
Look out the hole in the wall. The dust is settling.
Look, children playing baseball.
Hot dog vendors. Families picnicking on the lawn.
This is a wonderful sight.
This could save Vice President Cheney's presidency. Look, soldiers teaching children gang signs. This is wonderful.
I am a very fortunate Prime Minister. Now I won't have to enforce my Iraqi Patriot Act. John Ashcroft and Ariel Sharon helped me draft it. I think I'll declare a national holiday.
Do you think we should tell them the army's staying and we're building permanent bases?
Kimmet,
General!
What have you done?
Don't say it.
Well, I still have a plane to catch, Ayad. Ghazi, I wish you all the very best. I'm sure the president would, too, if he were here, instead of 1,200 miles away doing president things with Mr. Blair and all of them. Please don't think me rude, but I still have some things to pack. Good luck running your country.
Well, General, here's another fine mess you've gotten us into.
Well, I didn't mean to, Ayad.
We'll return to the surprise Iraqi handover after these messages.
Hi, I'm popular sitcom reality idol star Ben Gloop. You know, men, we spend a lot of time on our hair. We train it, we style it, we have it moved from our backsides to our heads. But have you given thought to protecting that investment? The National Institute for Hair Insurance has a plan to...
Turn it off, Rumsfeld.
Yes, master.
There, George. That is how it looked. Not brilliant, but...
No, wait. Don't turn me off, please.
These hair people are crazy. They know things. Please don't turn me off. No!
Frankly,
no!
I think interactive television is just a fad. Who'd want that going on 24/7?
Very odd indeed.
So anyway, that there Ibar Baloney's in charge over there now.
Ayad, allow we, Mr. President.
He isn't really in charge of very much, but as a cosmetic change, it may work well enough.
Well, what are we trying to do anyway?
We need to Afghanicize Iraq, George. We need to get as many troops out as we can stand and force the Iraqis to put together such a wretched puppet regime that they'll have to invite us back.
That's how come this Alawi guy, huh?
Yes, they tell me at CIA that he has a rather short fuse. They should be demanding our aid by late August or early September.
In the meantime, we have to prop up Hamid Karzai. He's losing control of Afghanistan, so we'll rotate some troops out of Iraq.
Maybe we can tell them it's Hawaii. They won't resent it so much if they think they're in Hawaii.
Heck, Don, you couldn't even convince me of that.
Of course we could, sir.
Oh, I'm afraid it's true, George. We've convinced you of a great many preposterous things over the years. Does that concern you?
Nope. God told me to be president, so that's what I'm doing.
Just remember, as long as your curiosity doesn't rise, you'll be rich, famous, and comparatively powerful. You'll also retire and become an elder statesman like your father.
Well, I'm just gonna travel around doing stuff. I'll never have to work again.
You do practically nothing as it is.
When, how come I'm tired all that time?
Oh, that's just the downers in your Ovaltine, Mr. President.
Huh.
You see, George, because Wolfowitz and Pearl and Donald here screwed up my plans for the Middle East, we have to adjust and adapt. So we're going to surround Iran with troops and see if they listen to reason. Or at least, if not reason, our Nazi plot. Since they're the closest thing to a stable nation, and since their kids all like Britney, we should be able to make some solid inroads.
We toppled them in 54. We should be able to overthrow them again.
We already have the Tehran Nike rights sewed up. Next week we have a secret meeting with Burger Thing. It'll be much nicer than Iraq.
Shortly after that, we'll start pitting the Kurds against the Turks and the Syrians.
What about Gerbiland and Liverpool?
He means Jordan and Lebanon.
Yeah, them.
Thank you, Rumsfeld. With Syria and Turkey fighting with the Kurds, our takeovers of Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran will seem a little less imperialistic, even though with Israel as a backstop and scapegoat, we will control the flow of 60% of the world's oil. We'll render Saudi Arabia considerably less influential and break
OPEC. Dad says the Saudis is our friend.
That's why they won't be expecting it.
Also why we won't destroy them. If we really didn't like them, we'd crush them.
Now Hugo Chavez in Venezuela is a different story.
Populists are always pests. He wants to be the South American Silvio Berlusconi. If he gets too far out of line, we'll have to kill him, but for now, he's only a minor annoyance.
Like Kim Jong-il of North Korea. There, George, is everything clear?
Sure is.
You're kidding, of course.
Yep. I don't know what you's all talking about.
Can I say something funny?
Episode 70 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were rented by the hour from Crazy Amel's Dead Celebrities, adjacent to Beverly Hills, in Bell Gardens. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network, asking you to stay tuned.